day goes by, met without you, crossing my mind. If you only knew, keep hope alive. I have faith in you, two words collide, honest and true. You're my lullaby, passion for life, my silent night. Kill me with killer kiss, kill me with tempting lips, stare me with candy eyes, love me with luscious lies. Kill me with killer kiss, kill me with tempting lips, stare me with candy eyes, love me with luscious lies. Angel in disguise.
Spread your wings and learn to fly. I must be one lucky guy with a girl like you right by my side. No sweat, I'ma do this right. Bring the moon to the moonless sky. Yeah, see the stakes are high, but the story ends with no goodbye. Girl, I'm qualified. I get what I see, don't need to try. I'll make sure your dreams will never die.
Kill me with killer kiss, kill me with tempting lips, stare me with candy eyes, love me with luscious thighs. Angel in the sky. We'll be right back.
Good evening, Medford. This is Existential Crisis Ellen bringing you the fourth episode of Questionable Jams from Faraway Lands. This week's episode is an Eastern European Eurovision extravaganza, which I cannot describe how excited I have been to do this episode, because Eurovision is something that I hold very, very dearly to my heart. I love Eurovision so much. Those who know me know this because I am horrendously obnoxious about my passion for Eurovision, but I truly think it is just a force for good. You know, a combination of some good music, mostly tacky, fun, self-indulgent music. Like, you know, the politics are very interesting in their own way of Eurovision. But also this kind of, you know, the cheesy unifying notion of it really does appeal to me. And also as someone has a very fragmented national identity in some ways, something I do still, you know, but being, you know, raised in England, but Finnish and German, but have American citizenship and this and that. One thing that I still do identify myself very strongly with is European, which is probably maybe one of the reasons why I love it so much. But I hope today's episode can help to spread the Eurovision love. I chose Eastern Europe just because I think it's probably one of the best examples of how fun it can be. There's been a good number of, you know, serious entries from Eastern Europe, but there's also been a lot of really fun ones. So far, we've had Angel in Disguise, which was the Latvian entry from 2011, and Wild Dances by Ruslana, which was the winning entry from Ukraine in 2004. Some of my favorite things about these songs, Angel in Disguise, is how they managed to rhyme luscious thighs with Angel in Disguise. I think that is truly a piece of craftsmanship in the lyrical sense. And Wild Dances is just a fantastic song. The live performance I would highly recommend going to watch, because Ruslana is a fantastic dancer and it's just very much worth your time. But yes, no, this episode I hope you enjoy. Up next we have Runaway by Sunstroke Project, which is the Moldovan entry in 2010. I think a certain sax riff may be familiar to some of you, but please enjoy.
Oh, crashing in towers. It's Manhattan's magical time. Ballerinas dancing the swan lake on a river made of diamonds and pearls. Everything's a little bit weird now, because tonight
Slavic girls are wicked, adorable and smart. They're the best vibes if you search for the one. Most beautiful ladies, sweet as a cake. You gotta try them before it's too late. Can you roll wild, what will make you feel good? If you don't believe us, we can give you sweet proof. Our beauty will always take your breath away. One shot the vodka and you
Alphabetic, forget old cosmetic, you need new poetic, aesthetic, eclectic, dialectic. Euro, neuro, don't be dogmatic, bureaucratic, you need to become pragmatic, to stop change, climatic, automatic, need contribution from the institution, to find solution for pollution, to save the children of the evolution. Snobizam, nacionalizam, puritanizam, I am different organism. My heroism is pacifism, altruism, I enjoy biciclism, liberalism, tourism, nudism, optimism, it is good for rheumatism. Neuro, I got no ambition for high position in competition with air conditioning. Different mission, different school, I got only one rule, always stay cool like a swimming pool.
We just had Runaway by Sunstroke Project, which was the Moldovan entry from 2010. Rockefeller Street by Geta Jan. This was the Estonian entry, also from 2011. Slavic Girls, which by Donatan and Cleo, which was from Poland in 2014. And Euro Neuro by Rambo Amadeus, which was the 2012 Montenegro entry. Some fun facts about these songs. Slavic Girls attracted a lot of controversy for the live performance because it featured a number of, you know, busty, perhaps, women doing, in like Polish traditional dress, doing laundry and seductive dances. And it placed fairly well. It was popular for that reason, but not as well as it should have. And it's funny because in the UK, Eurovision works, the way the voting is distributed is 50% popular vote and 50% judging panel. And in the UK, it won the popular vote by a landslide, but only got about 6 points because the judging panel thought it was untasteful. And Euro Nero is, Rambo Amadeus is, from what I understand, a fairly popular comedian. And if you listen to the song, he clearly just did not care at all about being there, which is impressive in its own right. He was doing his thing. And on that note, I have a PSA, some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Food for thought indeed. Up next, we have a personal favorite of mine. This was the Romanian entry in 2013. Cesar is My Life. If you happen to be a fan of vampire drag queen opera with, not actually naked, but they look naked, people dancing on stage, this song definitely is for you and would 100% fit that niche. I wish this was more popular because it's really just everything I love about Eurovision. It's just ridiculous and all super over the top. So I sincerely hope you enjoyed this masterpiece. Cesar, It's My Life.
Love is so bright, like a diamond in the light. Love is so, so true. I can paint my world in blue. Love is so deep, and it makes my life complete. Like a mountain in the sky, love is high, so high.
XXL, Erika, a very sore thing, Rosika, Yvonne, and Maria, a Dragon Karen Filofsky boys wrote it. Blimey. The Spice Girls have a lot to answer for. I love you 100%.
Στο πόστο τελειούβαμ, στο πόστο ένα. Είπα και τη ρετσάντα για σου μου φωνά. Στο πόστο τελειούβαμ, στο πόστο ένα. Ανάδεστα κούβαμ, μια σνέμα να μέρα. Στο πόστο τελειούβαμ, στο πόστο ένα. Είπα και τη ρετσάντα. Ζημίστε. Ακόμα και δεν πόβλενε τα λίες που τσάι νόηλε. Βέτσε πα κι εγώ ως φουλιά. Να ούτε και μου δώσω πνά. Να τα κοπώ σε τα. Ναι, ναι, μοϊτά ζαμποραβή. Να ζητώ τπο κρε κρεβέτο. Λικά ο τεσνικό τα είστε τσες.
I'm on beating as one. The sky is blue and I'm riding, and you don't say that I'm free, friendly and young. I have so much and I'm ready to show you. Let's come together, so here is my hand. We're gonna fly, watch your legs in there. Hope you feel the pull of gold, and it's all my land. I love Belarus, got it deep inside. I love Belarus, feel it in my mind. And I wanna see the sun shining from above. Like a star guiding me through the night, I've got no fear and I will never give up. Love is all we need and it's our light. I love Belarus, got it deep inside. I love Belarus, feel it in my mind. And I wanna see the sun shining from above.
Love Belarus. We just had It's My Life by Cezar. This is a concern of mine actually before doing this episode, is pronunciation and things. So I apologize to everyone because I'm about to mess things up. 100% Te Ljubam, which is the Macedonian entry from 2000. Samo Ljubezen, which is the Slovenian entry from 2002. And I Love Belarus, which was the you can probably guess, and from Belarus in 2011. Some perhaps interesting trivia about this. The Macedonian entry, this is the only live performance I'll be playing on this show. And I appreciate the messiness of it. They all had their cute little girl group outfits. They were, you know, XSL were ready to go. And they ended up singing so horribly off key that it was somewhat endearing. The studio version is better. It is in key, but it's just, I don't know, it loses some of the appeal in my personal opinion. And the Slovenian entry actually was the first drag act to ever appear on Eurovision. Conchita Wurst is probably the most famous example of a drag act on Eurovision, but Sestre were the first. Also, another fun fact, Kosovo has never appeared and probably won't for a long time appear in Eurovision, because seeing as it was only just, whilst it is a EU member, as a state, it has not been recognized by the UN, because of course that requires all member approval. And to be in Eurovision, you have to be in the European broadcasting area. And to be in that, you have to be recognized by the UN. So no Kosovo. Up next is a classic. It is the 2012 entry from Russia, Party for Everybody, sung by a band of 8 grandmothers baking bread on stage. There is truly nothing better in this world. Please enjoy Party for Everybody, a nice anthem about how everyone can party.
Oh, the winners.
We are, we are.
We are the winners.
We are, we are.
Get up and dance to our Eastern European kind of. Get up and dance to our Eastern European kind of. Get up and dance to our Eastern European kind of. Get up and dance.
we just had Party for Everybody, the 2012 Russian entry, We Are the Winners by Lithuania from 2006, and another Lithuanian entry in the form of Eastern European funk. I wanted to include as many Eastern European countries as possible this episode, but truly Lithuania and Ukraine, for that matter, have my heart, so they are double counted. So sorry, Hungary, you are being neglected this episode in favor of some quality tunes. Some I really love, actually, We Are the Winners. It's probably one of the most self-confident songs I've ever heard. You know, to just go in, it's a six-piece Lithuanian supergroup. This is the only song they've ever produced. If you look at them on Spotify, the only things are We Are the Winners, We Are the Winners Stadium Remix, We Are the Winners Radio Edits, and We Are the Winners World Cup Edition. And I just, it's just a very self-confident song. I think they came sixth. They weren't the winners of Eurovision. But up next we have, again, I'm going to mispronounce this, Moja Stikla, the 2006 Croatian entry.
Just sing it with me, I don't know. sing a song and free your pearls and mine, and let the colors all behind.
Oh,
can make you feel like
gypsy.
That color behind.
Free.
Your chips deep inside of your music, so to be like.
Oh,
and what a wonder.
True.
You got it inside.
I've been checking out the people.
Come together once more.
Listen to Moja Stikla by Croatia, the 2006 entry. Arvin Romale from the Czech Republic entry from 2009. In the Disco, which was from Bosnia and Herzegovina in 2004. So this was the fourth episode of Questionable Jams from Faraway Lands. This is Existential Crisis Ellen, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So, as we come to the conclusion of this sojourn through tasteful music, I'd just like to give a quick shout out to my brother, who has been complaining about how this music is inappropriate for both his time and our time. And I would agree, but that is not going to stop me in my quest to infiltrate this campus with questionably tasteful music. The last song is a classic, probably my all-time favorite Eurovision song. It's everything that you want from Eurovision. It's ridiculous. The production is ridiculous, both visually and in terms, you know, the song itself. It's from Ukraine, who consistently produce songs that I really enjoy. It's Dancing Lasha Tumbai by Verka Sardutska. Have a wonderful evening or morning or whatever time of day it is for you. Please enjoy.
Somebody hit me the other